before Maariv to a daily halacha, which we'll send out in the morning. And we're up to Kuf Yud Gimel, Halacha Hey, in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, running us through the timing on Erev Pesach. It began with some liturgical notes about some omissions to the text that we usually say. And then it led us through the progressive prohibitions that come upon us in respect to chametz, that you have to stop eating by a certain time, one has to destroy it by a certain time. We then touched at the end of last week on the prohibition of cutting one's nails and cutting one's hair and the difference between those two prohibitions. And now we turn to a prohibition that will soon transition into an obligation. Asur le'achol matzah kol hayom. It is prohibited to eat matzah the whole day. Some have the practice not to eat matzah for 30 days before Pesach, but at the very least, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch suggests there is a prohibition to eat matzah that day. And then he adds, afilu haktanim vaktanot, even small children. This isn't a mature adult prohibition. This is a prohibition for anybody engaged in the pedagogy of Jewish life, including children. And he adds, kol shemivinim inyan yitzyad Mitzrayim, anyone who can understand the exodus of Egypt and what that means to us as a people and what that means to humanity writ large. Asur latet lehem matzah, it is prohibited to give them matzah. And that's an astonishing formulation because on its surface, it can be read quite simply. And in fact, the way that Safari punctuates it is that it's prohibited to matzah all day, full stop, period. Even small children, as long as they understand, one should not give them matzah. But I think the way we read it can also be a reasonable punctuation. It is prohibited to eat matzah all day, even children who are below the age of bar and bat mitzvah. And then the addition, kol shemivinim inyan yitzyat Mitzrayim, whoever understands the meaning of the Exodus, it is prohibited to give them matzah. And it doesn't say latet lehem matzah le'echol, to give them matzah to eat, but to give them matzah. This is not an item of exchange. It's not to be used as an item of distraction to engage the children. And speaking as somebody who these circumstances have meant that we are looking for more and more creative ways to engage our children during the day, if I can find anything to give them just to distract them, it's a wonderful thing. But here, matzah is not to be employed as a tool of distraction. It is a symbol-bearing item that has to be saved and preserved for the evening of Pesach. And if we think about this through the progression that we've been discussing the last couple of weeks, that the search for chametz, with which we began, is in fact a search for character imperfection and how one roots that out. And we looked at the details of which candle could be used, how many wicks should be used, how one should time this, the pronunciations and utterances that go along with the search, and then transitioning into Erev Pesach, it makes sense on the surface that matzah is not something that should be given in advance. Perfection takes time, it takes patience, it takes effort. It can't be simply handed. It's something that we must produce on our own. And that is when we get to the table of the Seder and we pick up our own matzah, is when we begin the path to personal perfection and the sense of freedom.